AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A former White House national security aide is among the final witnesses in the impeachment investigation. Fiona Hill is beginning her testimony this morning. She will say if the president or anyone else impedes or subverts national security, lawmakers should pay attention. And there's another key witness testifying this morning, David Holmes. He will say he overheard President Trump talking about Ukraine investigating the Bidens.
Lawmakers will hear from David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. Holmes privately testified he overheard a cell phone conversation in which the president was assured Ukraine's leader would do the investigations. Former National Security Council expert on Russia, Fiona Hill, is also slated to testify about the back channel Ukraine diplomacy run by the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Who won? Who lost? That may be what you're wondering after last night's Democratic candidates debate in Atlanta, but AP correspondent Bill Barrow, who was there, says the answer to that question may not be as important as you think.
What we've seen in a lot of previous debates is even with some good nights, some bad nights, some mistakes, no single debate has fundamentally changed the race thus far.
In the opening moments of the debate, the candidates skewered President Trump, then some of them turned on rival Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, saying he lacks the experience to be president. A gunman's been captured in Tar Heel, North Carolina, after opening fire this morning in a hog processing plant, say authorities. Two employees were wounded. A D.C. priest convicted of sexually abusing two children in his parish is asking for mercy at his sentencing. Urbano Vasquez could get 45 years in prison. He says he's innocent and was, quote, too busy to do a crazy thing. This is AP News. The UAW president steps down as GM sues Fiat Chrysler over union bribery.
United Auto Workers President Gary Jones abruptly resigned Wednesday afternoon, capping a wild day that saw union leaders take steps to expel Jones on the heels of a lawsuit filed hours earlier by General Motors. GM sued Fiat Chrysler, accusing the rival of bribing union officials in order to get more favorable contract terms from the UAW. The UAW's International Executive Board filed paperwork to expel Jones and Regional Director Vance Pearson over allegations from a federal investigation into union corruption. Pearson is facing criminal charges, and Jones has not been charged. I'm Mike Gracia.
British Airways says flights are being disrupted by a technical issue. Some transatlantic flights are being delayed by hours. British Airways says its teams are working hard to resolve the problem, although it doesn't say exactly what the problem is. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.